This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel unleashed a wave of airstrikes across the Gaza Strip, killing at least one person, wounding several others. The latest airstrikes came after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu pushed back against U.S. pressure to wind down the 10-day-old plus offensive against Gaza's militant Hamas rulers, who have fired thousands of rockets at Israel. Explosions shook Gaza City, and orange flares lit up the night sky, with airstrikes also reported in central and southern Gaza. The Israeli military said it struck at least four homes of Hamas commanders, targeting military infrastructure as well as the weapons storage unit. U.S. President Joe Biden's efforts to persuade Benjamin Netanyahu to halt military strikes against Hamas and Gaza are plunging the two leaders into a difficult early test of the U.S.-Israeli leadership. The two have had other moments of tension over the years, and their current differences over the war in Gaza create a challenge that Biden was trying to avoid. Biden told Netanyahu in a telephone call on Wednesday that he expected a significant de-escalation of the fighting today by day's end. That's according to the White House. But the prime minister came right back with a public declaration that he was determined to continue the Gaza operation. The Gaza Strip's already feeble health system is being brought to its knees by the fourth war in just over a decade. Hospitals have been overwhelmed with waves of dead and wounded from Israel's bombardment. Many vital medicines are rapidly running out in the tiny, blockaded coastal territory. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Migrants swimming and rowing boats toward the shores of the Spanish enclave of Ceuta on Wednesday were confronted by Spanish police and army, who moved them towards a concrete partition back into Morocco. Spain deployed troops to Ceuta to patrol the border around 8,000 migrants, many from sub-Saharan Africa, and including some 1,500 minors who entered the enclave Monday and Tuesday by swimming or climbing over the fence. More migrants continued to stream into the Spanish enclave Wednesday as numbers slowed down and many returning voluntarily to Morocco. Ceuta, with a population of 80,000, is on the northern tip of Morocco, across from Gibraltar. The European Union put forward a plan on Wednesday it believes will help boost production and availability of COVID-19 vaccines more effectively than proposed waiver of patent rights now backed by the United States. Under pressure from developing countries to agree to waiving intellectual property rights for vaccines and treatments, the EU's plan will focus on export restrictions, pledges from vaccine developers, and use of existing World Trade Organization rules. The U.S. House voted Wednesday to create an independent commission on the deadly January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, sending the legislation to an uncertain future in the U.S. Senate as Republican leaders work to stop a bipartisan investigation that is opposed by former President Donald Trump. Democrats say an independent investigation is crucial to reckoning what happened that day when a violent mob of Trump's supporters smashed into the Capitol to try and overturn President Joe Biden's victory. Modeled after the investigation into 9/11, the legislation would establish an independent 10-member commission that would make recommendations by the end of the year for securing the Capitol and preventing another insurrection. Paul Mooney, a boundary-pushing comedian who was Richard Pryor's longtime writing partner and whose bold and incisive musings on racism and American life made him a revered figure in stand-up, has died at the age of 79. His publicist says he died Wednesday morning at his home in Oakland, California, from a heart attack. Mooney's friendship and collaboration with Pryor began in 1968 and lasted until Pryor's death in 2005. Together, they confronted racism perhaps more directly than it ever had been before on stage. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.